This is A Minute with Everlasting Truths. I am Dave Chambers. Today I'm discussing with Pastor Tom Shearcoke the story of hymn writer Horatio Spafford and how God gives comfort and even joy in times of intense pain. Horatio Spafford was a businessman in Chicago in the late 1800s, and in the Great Chicago Fire, his real estate holdings were completely wiped out. A year or two later, he sent his wife and four daughters by ship to England. He intended to go with them, and they were going to go work on the revival campaigns with D.L. Moody. But Spafford was not able to go. On the trip over, the ship that his wife and daughters were on was struck by another ship and sank. His four daughters drowned. His wife got to England and sent him a telegram that said, "Saved alone." And Spafford followed her over to England, and it is said that the captain of the ship that Spafford was on stopped the ship right around the place where his daughters drowned, and it is there that he began writing the song, "It Is Well," which says, in part, "When sorrows like sea billows roll, then my soul will say, it is well." And it's actually a very, very triumphant song from a time of unbelievable grief.
But the only way that he could write that song is to fix his eyes on Jesus and to say, it's well with my soul because Jesus has overcome the world.